Realize by Wary and Tearing, read by X-Man Hater. Summary: Tiang Chung is an idiot. He's lucky Nie Huaisong loves him anyway. It is a good thing Nie Huaisong is so smart because his maid is dumb enough for both of them.
Why didn't you claim anyone?
Nie Huaisong asks Tiang Chung, if only to see what excuse he comes up with for being so damn oblivious about the reason he can't find his maid on every mating run he participates in. Tiang Chung shrugs.
Everyone smelled wrong, not like paint and sweat and silk.
Everyone around them goes still. Chiang Yan, Li and Xin Zixuan, Wei Wuxian and Lang Wangji, even Lan Xichen. Yet not as still as Nie Mingjue, who seems to be frozen in place. Nie Huaisong himself tries not to react. They all know someone whose scent is like that, and that person is standing right there with them. That person is him. Nie Huaisong smiles.
Maybe they're right in front of you.
Maybe if Nie Huaisong is oblivious enough, Tiang Cheng will take the hint that his maid is Nie Huaisong, and then he will do something about it.
Tiang Cheng snorts. Doubt it.
Nie Huaisong hides his face behind his open fan and tries not to despair, especially when Nie Mingjue narrows his eyes and opens his mouth to speak. Nie Huaisong predicts disaster, but Lan Xichen stops his brother from murdering Tiang Cheng by placing a hand on his arm. Next to Nie Huaisong, Wei Wuxian slowly turns to Lang Wangji.
I take back what I said about being the stupidest man alive.
Lang Wangji hums and looks at Tiang Cheng with what Nie Huaisong knows is pity. Nie Huaisong catches Lang Wangji's eye when Tiang Cheng turns to his brother to ask him what he means. Lang Wangji gives him a small nod. He knows what it is like to have an oblivious mate.
Well,
Tiang Yanli interrupts what is sure to become a fight, her eyes going from Tiang Cheng to Nie Huaisong and back again. We should let Asian and his mate get changed, she says. I need to sit down, and we still have wedding matters to discuss. Nie Huaisong sighs. At least he can count on one Yingmeng sibling to be smart. The world does not deserve Chiang Yanli.
We'll come with you. We have much to discuss. Lan Xichen hooks an arm through Nie Mingjue's and practically drags him away from Nie Huaisong's side.
He will make sure to thank Xichenge later.
Huaisong, I'm sure you can accompany sect leader Chiang towards one of the changing tents as well. He will not,
Nie Mingjue tries to argue, but is stopped by Lan Xichen smacking a kiss to his lips right then and there. By the time Nie Mingjue is recovered, Lan Xichen has already dragged them away. Nie Huaisong would laugh at his brother if he wasn't so busy being impressed by Xichenge and his matchmaking ways. Tiang Cheng frowns at their retreating backs and then turns to Nie Huaisong.
Why would I need your help with that? I know where the tents are.
Nie Huaisong sighs and grabs Tiang Cheng by the sleeve, fingers grazing his wrist.
You're an unmated alpha. Someone might try to snatch you on the way there.
Me? What about you? You're an unmated omega. What if someone tries to snatch you away?
Tiang Cheng argues and takes Nie Huaisong by the arm as they walk. He glares suspiciously at anyone who crosses their path or walks too closely to Nie Huaisong.
I'm sure no one will.
Nie Huaisong reassures him, if only because Nie Huaisong would murder them first.
You wait here, okay?
Tiang Cheng tells him when they reach the tent. His eyes dart around the place, brows furrowed, like he's ready to fight anyone who dares come near Nie Huaisong while he's busy changing his dirty clothes.
And if anyone tries to get in, you scream.
What good will it do if I scream?
Nie Huaisong asks with a raised eyebrow. Tiang Cheng stares at him like he's the dumb one.
I'll come rescue you.
Nie Huaisong presses his lips together and hides a small smile behind his fan. He can't deny that Tiang Cheng acting all protective isn't attractive, but the obliviousness puts a little bit of a damper on that.
Of course.
Promise me.
Tiang Cheng grips him by the shoulders, his touch tight but reassuring.
I promise I'll scream like Daga's breaking my brushes,
Nie Huaisong agrees.
Good.
Tiang Cheng lets go of him, something he tries not to be too disappointed by, and nods.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Go change. You have leaves in your hair.
My hair got caught on a branch.
Tiang Cheng grumbles as he turns around to grab a pair of clean robes. He points a finger at Nie Huaisong.
Don't forget.
Nie Huaisung sighs. I won't. He watches as Tiang Cheng disappears behind one of the tent flaps and wonders what he did in his past lives to get a mate who is so oblivious. Maybe this is his punishment for making fun of Daga pining after Si Chenga for so long before claiming him. He doesn't get to tease his older brother for being as terrible at flirting as he is good at fighting, and instead has to deal with Tiang Cheng being, well, Tiang Cheng. Nie Huaisung smiles at himself. He will never forget the moment he realized Tiang Cheng was the one for him. He'd been at Lotus Pier for Wei Xiong's birthday a few years back, and upon arriving was received by a newly presented Tiang Cheng. Nie Huaisung almost fell flat on the water at the first hint of Tiang Cheng's alpha scent in the breeze. Lightning, lotus, and lake water. The giddiness of having found his mate stayed with Nie Huaisung the entire 3 days he spent at Lotus Pier, but was quickly replaced by confusion when Tiang Cheng didn't make a move. Courting and mating can take place outside of mating runs, and Nie Huaisung thought Tiang Cheng would make his intentions known. Nie Huaisung sighs. It's been years since then, and he's come to understand that the reason Tiang Cheng didn't make a move then wasn't because he didn't like him, it was because he hadn't realized. Not even during the one and only mating run Nie Huaisung decided to participate in, the year after Daga claimed his mate. Nie Huaisung ran, and Tiang Cheng didn't come close to catching him. Nie Huaisung knows Tiang Cheng scented him, though. Paint and sweat and silk. Tiang Cheng knows what his mate smells like. He just can't seem to realize it's Nie Huaisung, who has been by his side all this time. Nie Huaisung narrows his eyes. Maybe it's time for him to do something drastic. His subtle hints throughout the years haven't worked. Grabbing Tiang Cheng's sleeve so his fingers brush against his bare wrist to scent mark him, asking for his help with fight training so they get to stand close, using fans to send his scent blowing at Tiang Cheng's face. All failures. Because his mate is the stupidest man alive, just like Wei Xiong said. At least when it comes to mating. Tiang Cheng has proven himself to be extremely competent as sect leader after Qiang Fengmian decided to step down. The Yungmeng Qiang sect has prospered under his leadership and promises to become even greater in the years to come. Nie Huaisung is proud.
Did anyone come through?
Tiang Cheng asks when he steps out.
No.
Nie Huaisung draws out, letting his eyes rake over his mate, and taking in the way his purple robes stretch over his shoulders. Tiang Cheng frowns at Nie Huaisung and then stares down at his own chest.
What? Did I tie my robes wrong?
Nie Huaisung's heart skips a beat.
No, but it's a little crooked. I'll fix it for you.
He's already stepping closer before Tiang Cheng can bring his hands up. Fingers grabbing at the collar of Tiang Cheng's robes and tugging at him. Tiang Cheng lets out a huff of breath but doesn't stop him. Nie Huaisung rearranges his robes, making sure to leave as much of his scent behind as he can, before retying the sash around Tiang Cheng's waist.
There you go,
Nie Huaisung pats him once on the stomach.
You look like a proper sect leader now.
Tiang Cheng rolls his eyes at him.
Thank you. Now come on, I should take you back to your brother.
Nie Huaisung sighs.
You really don't have to.
He didn't miss the way Nie Mingjue froze when Tiang Cheng declared that the reason he didn't claim anyone on the run was because they didn't smell like Nie Huaisung of paint and sweat and silk. He's not looking forward to having his older brother try to murder Tiang Cheng because, one, Tiang Cheng is his mate, and two, Tiang Cheng is his mate and hasn't claimed him yet.
I insist.
Tiang Cheng straightens his shoulders.
I'm not letting you walk around by yourself with all these unmated alphas running around.
You're an unmated alpha,
Nie Huaisung points out. Tiang Cheng puffs out his chest.
One who will make sure you're safe and not...
Not me?
Nie Huaisung asks, despite himself. Tiang Cheng trips. 1 minute he's by Nie Huaisung's side, and the next he's catching himself on the ground with a hand while he lets out a curse. Nie Huaisung tries not to laugh while he helps Tiang Cheng up and is only half successful when Tiang Cheng bats his hands away and whirls around to face him.
Huaisung!
Tiang Cheng hisses.
What?
Nie Huaisung blinks big and innocent eyes at him. It seems like doing something drastic is at least enough to fluster his mate.
You can't say things like that.
Why not?
You... because I...
Tiang Cheng sputters.
His face is almost as purple as his robes, and Nie Huaisheng really wants to kiss him.
It's okay. Nie Huaisheng pats Tiang Cheng on the arm and then starts walking. I trust you to protect me from those alphas.
Tiang Cheng's shoulders relax only a fraction.
Good.
And to only knot me if we both consent to it, he adds.
This time, when Tiang Cheng drips, Nie Huaisheng lets himself laugh.
Tiang Cheng is uncomfortable, and not only because Wei Wuxian and Lang Wangji keep staring at each other like no one else is in the room,
while they all participate in the celebratory banquet after another successful mating run. Qi Feng Zun hasn't stopped glaring at him since Tiang Cheng and Nie Huaisheng took their seats at the table, and Tiang Cheng really doesn't know why. It's starting to worry him. Qi Feng Zun is known for his temper, though he has been calmer these past few years after meeting Seiwu Jun, and Tiang Cheng isn't sure he'd be able to take him in a fight if Nie Mingjue decides to attack him. He's very secure in his skills, but when Nie Mingjue is angry, not even the best fighter is able to take him. Jiang Cheng also hasn't been able to forget Nie Huaisheng's words to him, to only knot him if they both consent to it. They keep running through his mind and making his skin turn hot. Maybe that's why Qi Feng Zun is glaring at him. Maybe he knows. Tiang Cheng chances a glance up at Nie Mingjue, who is, thankfully, too busy whispering sweet nothings to Seiwu Jun at this moment to be glaring at Tiang Cheng. Tiang Cheng isn't aware of any type of cultivation practice that lets you hear someone else's thought, but the Jinghe Nie sect is known to be sneaky at times. See, Nie Huaisheng, the sneakiest person Tiang Cheng has ever met. And there he goes again, thinking of Nie Huaisheng. Tiang Cheng knows Nie Huaisheng is an Omega. There was no mistaking the sweet scent clinging to Nie Huaisheng's skin that weekend they spent together at Lotus Pier for Wei Wuxian's birthday. Tiang Cheng spent those 3 days taking in deep breaths whenever Nie Huaisheng was around, trying to commit his scent to memory. Nie Huaisheng wasn't all that familiar with Lotus Pier, and it wouldn't do for him to get lost without Tiang Cheng being able to sniff him out and go find him. Nie Huaisheng's scent has always been a mix of sweat and those paints he uses to decorate his fans, all with a hint of expensive silk from those fancy green robes he loves so much. It's a good scent, a scent that suits him, and Tiang Cheng always finds himself comforted by it whenever Nie Huaisheng is around. But to not... Tiang Cheng flushes again, blood rushing to his face. It's not like he's never thought about it. Nie Huaisheng is beautiful and graceful and incredibly smart despite all of his attempts to make people think otherwise. He's also loyal, to his brother most of all. He's determined and patient and sneaky and funny, and if Tiang Cheng is being really honest, smells really good. Come to think of it, Tiang Cheng doesn't think he's ever met an Omega who smells as good as Nie Huaisheng.
Are you going to eat that?
Tiang Cheng turns his head to look at Nie Huaisheng, who is staring up at him expectantly and pointing his chopsticks at Tiang Cheng's forgotten plate. Tiang Cheng's gaze flickers over his face, taking in his bright eyes and flushed cheeks and pink lips. He takes a deep breath. Nie Huaisheng smells like he always does, of sweat and paint and...
Oh, fuck.
Tiang Cheng?
Nie Huaisheng reaches out a hand and places it carefully over Tiang Cheng's shoulder.
Is everything okay?
Everything is not okay.
Everything is not okay because Tiang Cheng is a fucking idiot. Nie Huaisheng smells like...
Abruptly, Tiang Cheng stands up. His knees knock on the table, drawing everyone's attention to him. Qiang Yanli cradles her bump and looks up at him with open encouragement written all over her face. That's all Tiang Cheng needs to know, that she's figured all of this out before him. Jin Zixuan isn't paying attention to anything other than Qiang Yanli, as usual. Lang Wangji stares impassively up at him, though there seems to be a glint of a challenge in his eyes, as if he's daring Tiang Cheng to do something. Wei Wuxian, to Tiang Cheng's utter lack of surprise, grins and winks at him. Tiang Cheng tries really hard not to bristle. Was he the last one to know Nie Huaisheng is his... Nie Huaisheng is his...
Sect leader Tiang?
Lan Xichen tentatively calls out to him. Tiang Cheng's eyes cut to him. Lan Xichen is staring up at him expectantly. But what catches Tiang Cheng's attention is the way he's tightly holding Nie Mingjue's arm.
Nie Mingjue. Qiang Cheng's body goes cold at the same time his heart speeds up. Nie Mingjue is glaring at him again, his lips pressed in a tight line, and there's a small hint of red around his eyes.
Oh, fuck. Sect leader Nie, I...
Jiang Cheng starts to speak and is immediately cut off by Wei Wuxian throwing himself at him and slapping a hand over his mouth.
No, no, no! This isn't how you're doing this!
Wei Wuxian hisses at him while Jiang Cheng tries to push him away.
You will not pull a peacock on us.
Jiang Cheng winces. The embarrassment from Zhen Zixuan's public confession to Qing Yanli still haunts him at times.
Hey, Zhen Zixuan protests. Yanli didn't mind, did you?
It was a beautiful moment, Qing Yanli says, cheeks pink, and leans against Zhen Zixuan's side.
See?
He smiles, all smug. Wei Wuxian pretends to gag, and his distraction is enough for Qing Cheng to slip out of his grip.
Qing
Cheng stops. He looks around the table again before his eyes finally settle on Nie Huaisong. His face is blank, but his eyes shine.
Nie Huaisong. Sect leader Jiang.
Nie Mingjue stands up, efficiently cutting him off. Tension runs around the table. Jiang Cheng's fingers twitch and Zidian sparkles. Nie Mingjue, for some reason, smiles at that.
I think it is best if you do this in private, Huaisong.
Nie Huaisong stands up.
Daga? Do you agree?
Nie Mingjue asks. Jiang Cheng's eyes jump from brother to brother. He knows there is more to Nie Mingjue's question by the way Nie Huaisong smiles.
Yes, Nie Huaisong says. Are you sure?
Yes. Nie Mingjue glances at Jiang Cheng.
Even though it took him this long...
Daga! Nie Huaisong protests.
Mingjue...
Lan Xichen sighs and wraps an arm around Nie Mingjue's waist.
If I remember correctly, you also took your time. Lan Huan,
Nie Mingjue hisses, but then sighs when Lan Xichen smiles at him.
Fine. Sect leader Qiang? Yes,
Qiang Cheng asks, uncomfortable.
As you're so fond of saying,
Nie Mingjue starts,
if you hurt my brother, I'll break your legs.
Next to Qiang Cheng, Wei Wuxian bursts out laughing. We won't be interrupted here, Nie Huaisong says as he leads Qiang Cheng to one of the empty changing tents. They won't be used while the banquet is on and will be disassembled in the morning.
Huaisong, I...
Qiang Cheng stands in front of him, shoulders hunched and lips turned down. He looks pitiful, and Nie Huaisong won't have that.
Are you so disappointed in your mate that you look like someone pissed in your lotus rib soup?
Nie Huaisong asks.
What? No,
Jiang Cheng is quick to say. He takes two steps toward Nie Huaisong, hands reaching out to grab him, but stops himself before making contact.
I'm disappointed in myself.
Why?
Because. What kind of idiot takes this long to recognize his own mate?
Jiang Cheng spits out.
Wei Xiong,
Nie Huaisong starts listing.
Daga,
Zhen Zixuan, that one disciple from... Qiang Cheng hisses like a wet cat.
I get your point.
Then why are you so upset?
Qiang Cheng deflates again.
Because you deserve someone who will know right away.
Nie Huaisong is torn between kissing Qiang Cheng breathless and hitting him with his fan. He does both. Jiang Cheng yelps when Nie Huaisong smacks him on the shoulder with his fan, and then squeaks when Nie Huaisong throws his arms around him and presses a kiss to his mouth. It takes about 2 seconds of Nie Huaisong marveling at how soft Jiang Cheng's lips are before Jiang Cheng is kissing him back, fierce and deep and like he'll never let Nie Huaisong go.
I don't want someone,
Nie Huaisong says against Jiang Cheng's lips. I want you.
Huaisong...
Jiang Cheng murmurs and then sweeps down to kiss him again. Nie Huaisong has thought about this. A lot. About how Jiang Cheng would taste and feel and smell. How he would kiss Nie Huaisong, hold him close, cherish him. Nie Huaisong's naughty choice in literature means he's had more than enough time to get acquainted with the finer points in mating and to imagine what he'd want Jiang Cheng to do to him.
Yet he never thought it had happened quite like this. He moans softly when Tiang Cheng nips at his lower lip and deepens the kiss, his hands running up and down Nie Huaisong's back, before they settle on his hips and hold on. He presses up against Tiang Cheng, silently asking for more, and whines low in his throat when Tiang Cheng moves away instead of closer.
"We shouldn't do this here,"
Tiang Cheng tries to argue, but Nie Huaisong shuts him up with a kiss. "If you make me wait one more second to meet you, I will take revenge," Nie Huaisong threatens. "And it won't be pretty." Tiang Cheng smiles at him then, wide and bright, and like that's the best thing he's ever heard.
"You would, wouldn't you?"
"Yes," Nie Huaisong promises, and then nuzzles Tiang Cheng's cheek, breathing in the scent of him and marking him with his own. "Now show me why I chose you." Tiang Cheng growls and tries to tackle Nie Huaisong. He laughs and slips away, forcing Tiang Cheng to chase him once around the tent, and then lets himself be caught. They roll to the floor, and he laughs when he manages to pin Tiang Cheng to the ground. "Sect leader Tiang, you're down," Nie Huaisong sing-songs, and brushes a kiss to Tiang Cheng's lips.
"I'm exactly where I want to be," Tiang Cheng replies, kissing Nie Huaisong right back.
Distracted, Nie Huaisong lets go of him, yet he doesn't flip them around. He sits up instead, arms wrapped around Nie Huaisong, and holding him close as they kiss. Nie Huaisong can't get enough of him, and the way their scents mix as they kiss. "Mates." Nie Huaisong sneaks his hands under the collar of Tiang Cheng's robes, the ones he tied together just a few hours ago, and does his best to get them off his mate. Tiang Cheng chuckles and helps him, baring his skin to Nie Huaisong's eager hands, before taking his turn and getting Nie Huaisong out of his clothes. Nie Huaisong shivers under the heat of Tiang Cheng's gaze, but he can't help the sly smile that crosses his lips. His mate likes what he sees, just like Nie Huaisong knew he would. So much so that he starts mouthing at the curve of Nie Huaisong's shoulder, his collarbones, his neck. Nie Huaisong can feel himself grow wet when Tiang Cheng reaches his pulse point, teeth raking over his skin, before he sucks a mark right over the spot where a mating bite should go.
"Tiang Cheng,"
Nie Huaisong groans, nails digging into his shoulders.
"Hurry."
Tiang Cheng murmurs something Nie Huaisong can't make out and obliges. Nie Huaisong gasps at the strength of Tiang Cheng's grip on his hip, keeping him balanced, and then bites back a whine when he feels the head of Tiang Cheng's cock pressing against his hole.
"Okay,"
Tiang Cheng asks, thumb rubbing soothing circles against Nie Huaisong's skin.
"Yes,"
Nie Huaisong gasps, proving his point by bearing down onto Tiang Cheng. Tiang Cheng sucks in a breath and tightens his hold on Nie Huaisong. He shudders, knowing he'll have bruises later, and focuses instead on the feel of Tiang Cheng's cock stretching him open. He's big, bigger than Nie Huaisong thought he would be, but he feels so right inside of him.
"Move,"
Nie Huaisong orders, and then bites back his words when Tiang Cheng gives a slow thrust. It takes them a few tries to get a rhythm going that works for both of them, but once they do, Nie Huaisong laughs, loud and happy, and the sound gets swallowed up by Tiang Cheng's mouth closing over his. They move together, Nie Huaisong's slick running down his thighs, while Tiang Cheng's knot forms and catches at his rim, and it's everything Nie Huaisong wanted their mating to be. There's just one thing missing. He brushes Tiang Cheng's hair away from his neck. "Will you let me?"
"Huaisong,"
Tiang Cheng murmurs, mouth brushing against Nie Huaisong's jaw.
"Always."
He is smiling when he bites down on Tiang Cheng's neck. Pleasure crashes through him, becoming even more intense when Tiang Cheng not only bites him in return, but knots him and ties them together. He comes between their stomachs with Tiang Cheng's blood in his mouth right as their mating bond snaps between them. He hums at the warm feeling of the bond. He can feel Tiang Cheng's happiness as if it were his own. There's also something else there, a feeling as big and bright as the bond itself, and it puts a smile on Nie Huaisong's face.
"Tiang Cheng,"
Nie Huaisong whispers, nuzzling his mate's neck.
"I love you too,"
he says, words pressed to Tiang Cheng's pulse point. Tiang Cheng holds him tighter, and his fingers tangle through his hair, holding on.
Your brother is going to stab me,
Chiang Cheng says as he lets Nie Huaisheng dress him back again. They've made use of the tub in the changing tent, washing away the blood and cum and slick coating their skins. Chiang Cheng didn't waste time nuzzling Nie Huaisheng's neck or running his hands over his mate's clothes and hair, scent marking him. Chiang Cheng has to make sure everyone knows Nie Huaisheng is his. His Omega. His mate.
He's not going to stab you, Nie Huaisheng says as he looks Chiang Cheng up and down with a critical eye.
Chiang Cheng, for a moment, feels like prey under his sharp gaze.
He basically told you to take responsibility.
Chiang Cheng gives him a pointed look.
I'm not sure he really considered what taking responsibility meant.
Nie Huaisheng blinks.
Oh.
Chiang Cheng lowers his head and dread builds through the bond.
Your brother is going to stab me.
Si Chengke won't let him, Nie Huaisheng tries to be reassuring.
Chiang Cheng snorts. I can't believe Sewu Jun is your brother's impulse control.
I will also protect you, Nie Huaisheng promises and pecks Chiang Cheng on the lips. Chiang Cheng lets fondness rush through the bond and grabs Nie Huaisheng by the waist.
My mate.
Nie Huaisheng blushes at that, the reaction so unlike him that it makes Chiang Cheng smile and kiss him.
Your mate, Nie Huaisheng whispers back at him and then says, we should go back. It's our duty to look so happy and in love that Wei Xiang wants to gag.
Chiang Cheng grins and bumps their foreheads together.
I love how you think.
Wei Wuxian doesn't gag. Instead, he bursts into dramatically fake tears as soon as they come back and yells,
Chiang Cheng, you won't die without a mate.
Fuck, Chiang Cheng mutters before finding himself with an armful of Wei Wuxian.
Let go of me.
I knew you'd take your head out of your ass. Wei Wuxian grins at him, wiping his fake tears away.
Nie Xiong, thank you for not giving up on my brother.
Of course, Nie Huaisheng nods at him.
He's my mate.
He's your mate, Wei Wuxian coos, and looks one second away from throwing himself at Tiang Cheng again. Luckily, Lung Wangji intervenes by wrapping an arm around Wei Wuxian's waist and pulling him against his chest.
Congratulations,
Lung Wangji says to Nie Huaisheng in particular. Tiang Cheng tries not to be too offended.
Ah Cheng, young master Nie.
Cheng Yanli is the next one to congratulate him. And he finds himself a little teary-eyed.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Xiexie,
Chiang Cheng says while Nie Huaisheng smiles at her.
Oh,
Cheng Yanli claps her hands together.
We're going to have so many weddings this year, young master Nie.
I would be honored if you helped me plan it,
Nie Huaisheng offers. Cheng Yanli smiles brightly at him.
Huaisheng, sect leader Cheng.
Lan Xichen steps up to them and flashes them a happy smile.
Congratulations on your mating.
Thank you, Xichenge,
Nie Huaisheng says, and Xiang Cheng watches him turn around to his older brother.
Zhage?
Nie Mingjue is standing a few steps behind, shoulders straight and face a mask. Lan Xichen goes to his side and tangles their hands together.
Huaisheng,
Nie Mingjue says and then gives a big sniff.
Chiang Cheng cannot believe this.
Daga!
Nie Huaisheng rushes him and hugs his brother.
Thank you.
Nie Mingjue pats Nie Huaisheng on the head and pretends that a tear doesn't run down his cheek.
I only ever wanted to see you happy.
I am happy,
Nie Huaisheng assures him and takes a step back.
I'm very happy.
Good.
Nie Mingjue clears his throat and turns to Chiang Cheng.
You've been warned.
Chiang Cheng bows.
Yes, sect leader Nie. You two will marry as soon as possible,
Nie Mingjue orders, and at Lan Xichen's side eye, he amends.
Or as soon as it takes for Madam Chiang and Huaisheng to plan the wedding they want.
Chiang Yanli tries to hide a smile against her husband's arm, while Nie Huaisheng practically jumps in place because he's so happy.
This means I'm getting married before you,
Chiang Cheng tells Wei Wuxian. Wei Wuxian sputters in indignation.
But I got mated before you. Only by a few hours,
Chiang Cheng shrugs.
I'm sect leader.
Wei Wuxian gasps and clutches at his chest, betrayed.
I'm your older brother.
Tiang Cheng, Wei Xiong,
Nie Huaisang interrupts them.
Marriage isn't a competition.
Wrong thing to say, Zin Zishuan mumbles.
Tiang Cheng and Wei Wuxian narrow their eyes at each other.
And 3 months later, when Tiang Cheng marries Nie Huaisang before Wei Wuxian marries Lang Wangji, and he gets to bow before his mate and kiss the happy tears away from his cheeks, well, Tiang Cheng can't help but think he's winning. The end.